When workers in Hong Kong began clearing a street after a violent protest last June, Kevin Chung hurried there to collect umbrellas left in the destruction. The 32-year-old makes art from used materials. I could feel the violence that happened to the umbrellas and to the people holding them, Chung said of the protest on Harcourt Road. 5 years ago, recycling stations set up during the Occupy protests gave Chung the idea to give new life to the broken umbrellas of activists. Umbrellas became the best-known symbol of the Occupy pro-democracy demonstrations in 2014. Activists used them to avoid tear gas and similar weapons. Protesters use them in the current anti-government protests as well. The metal parts of umbrellas became material for Chung's thumb pianos. The musical instruments are played by touching metal pieces connected to a small wooden board. Chung made his first thumb piano in 2015. On September 28th, the fifth anniversary of the Occupy movement, Chung released a new version of his thumb piano. It plays Glory to Hong Kong, which has become the unofficial song of the protest movement. Chung's thumb pianos belong to an ever-growing collection of art connected to the movement. He and others in Hong Kong continue to find new ways to express their concerns and their hopes. The latest protests started after the consideration of a bill that would have permitted criminal suspects to be sent to mainland China for trial. The bill was later withdrawn, but the protests continue. Demonstrators are calling for greater democracy, as well as an investigation into what many describe as extreme use of force by police. "We're asking for the same thing, universal suffrage," Chung said, comparing the latest protests to those in 2014. "The spirit is mostly the same, but the mindset of how desperate people are is very different." Chung donated $10,000 he made from sales of thumb pianos to two organizations that support protesters. The groups help the activists with legal advice or medical care. Chung said people used to seek perfection in his handmade instruments. But in the Glory to Hong Kong version of his thumb piano, he said, "People are looking for imperfections. The condition of the umbrellas, which Chung and volunteers collect after protests, show the growing violence. As time goes by, the broken umbrellas have become more broken because the violence has escalated," he said. A secondary school teacher recently asked Chung to lead a workshop with his students. The teacher wanted his students to make their own thumb pianos and play the song that unites crowds at demonstrations. "Their spirits are occupied by the movement," Chung said of the students. He said the teacher is worried about how they will cope in going back to normal life, if there's anything we can call normal. I'm Ashley Thompson.